Another equestrian contest reaches an exciting climax at the annual Velká Pardubická race meeting last weekend. Although the Czech Republic is better known in sporting circles for its ice hockey and football prowess, it also has a surprisingly strong horse racing tradition, which dates back to the days of the Habsburg Empire. For well over a century, the highlight of the racing season in this country has been the Velká Pardubická steeplechase, which is sometimes known as the Czech Grand National. Over the years, it has developed a reputation as one of the most grueling and challenging steeplechases in the world, and it has long occupied an important place on the Czech sporting calendar. Miroslav Petran is chairman of the race course in the East Bohemian town of Pardubice, where the event is held every year.
Velká Pardubická is the oldest traditional Czech sport and cultural event. This tradition started 1874, and I think the tradition is continuing successfully even now. I think it's a very exceptional race. That's why so many English, Irish, Scottish guests are coming every year. I think that for fans of, for instance, point to point, this race is something special and they like it, they love it.
As Miroslav Petran suggests, the Velká Pardubická event's long-standing reputation as one of the world's most enthralling steeplechases has been attracting increasingly large numbers of visitors from traditional racing strongholds such as Ireland and England. Many of these racing aficionados now regularly attend the Pardubice meeting when it takes place every October. Besides coming for the wonderful spectacle of this extremely tough and exciting cross-country event, Miroslav Petran says that they are often drawn to Velká Pardubická because of the race's uniquely intimate atmosphere.
I think that what's special is that it's everything is in front of visitors, which is different from, for instance, more of most of English race courses, because there is everything too far. And now here, in front of you, it's everything.
One person who is especially familiar with the atmosphere of the event is German jockey Peter M., the only person to have won the steeplechase on four consecutive occasions. Although he has now retired from racing after suffering a serious injury, he still regularly attends Velká Pardubická to savour its special ambience.
It's extremely friendly here. All the people are real friendly, and for the Pardubice, it's real. So much people here, and they are all really near on the racetrack. And if the horses go on the track, all the people are crying, and it's a real extreme atmosphere.
Once again, this year's Velká Pardubická was attended by huge crowds, including many foreign racing buffs. Even Britain's Princess Anne, a well-known equestrian enthusiast, found the time to fit in a visit to the race while on a state visit to the Czech Republic. I asked some of those who had travelled from far and wide to come to the event what the attraction was.
We're involved with horse racing at home in Wales, point-to-point racing, and we just thought it would be a good place to come, and so we came once and haven't stopped. We still keep coming back every year.
What distinguishes it as a race meeting? Like, what does it have any particular defining characteristics for you?
It's just a fantastic race, and the atmosphere and the race club and the people are just fantastic, and we just love it here. I think here is very unique. It's just so friendly, and yeah, it's just a unique place. It's even, I suppose, because likes of Cheltenham and Punchestown in Ireland is very sort of not so personal. It's everybody sort of knows each other, and it's the same people come every year, and it's just a great atmosphere.
Certainly, as far as the excitement's concerned, it's right up there with the other great steeplechases. I've always thought, I mean, the English invade this place. I mean, I've been coming here long before the English discovered it, but I mean, every year there are more and more English coming here, and they certainly come here because it's such an incredibly exciting race.
Although the standard of Czech horse racing still lags far behind the likes of England and Ireland, the Velká Pardubická event has a reputation and tradition that is comparable to major races on the British Isles, such as the Aintree Grand National. Throughout its long history, stretching back to 1874, Velká Pardubická has thrown up its fair share of drama. One legendary participant in the race was the Czech jockey Rudolf Popler, who won the steeplechase two times. He died prematurely following a fall on the Pardubice course while racing in another event just hours after finishing second in the 1932 Velka Pardubice. The jump where he met his end still bears his name to this day. Famous horses who have taken part in the race down through the years include the four times winner Zieleznik and Korok, a horse whose celebrated heart and courage enabled it to overcome a slight lameness and win the race three times. Peter Gem says that the weight of such tradition and history ensures that victory in the Velka Pardubice steeplechase is a highly prized honour among the racing fraternity.
I think if you are a jockey or a professional jockey, you're trimmed from victories in big races, and Pardubice, it's a famous big race all over the world, yeah. In England, Ireland, Germany, all over the world, all peoples or all riders know what kind of race this is and how difficult it is to win this race.
There are some who say the sheer difficulty of the Velka Pardubice race course, which is a grueling 6.9 kilometres long and has 31 extremely challenging obstacles, is more of a burden than a benefit to the event. They argue that it scares off top foreign owners and trainers who don't want to risk their horses on such a daunting track. All of the punters I talked to, however, were convinced that the specific challenges of the Velka Pardubice course were precisely what made the annual steeplechase such a satisfying spectacle.
It's a real test of a horse and a horseman. So it's a hard old course to follow as well. So, but it's good. It's enjoyable.
It's a long distance race, and it's over obstacles that no other country's got. Really, it's just unique.
Some people say it's almost too tough, like for the horses.
No, you can't make horses jump if they don't want to jump. They'll refuse, and that'll be it. No, it's just a spectacle. And there's a lot of English coming over. It'll be a great day.
The problem you find, like the Grand National, always used to be the finest steeplechase in the world. So many people said, and far be it from me to say, but it seems that it's got slightly easier, the Grand National. I mean, I'm not saying along the lines of it being torturous for the horses, but I think they need more of a test nowadays. And to be honest with you, I think that's probably why you don't get too many British runners, because they just a lot of these trainers just don't want to, try their horses in the real hard marathon races like this with the hard fences, basically.
I rode point to point for many years, and I would have loved, if I was a younger man, to ride round here myself. It's more like a cross-country course, but it takes a bit of getting round. And the ones that I would worry about are the water jumps, because I've walked it and they are solid. If you miss the water jumps, you are in trouble, because they're all solid underneath. I think British jockeys would have difficulty going round here because they're race jockeys. These are more horsemen, and I think it needs a particular person to get round here safely. But it is very, very unique and is very, very good.